نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العلي العظيم Inshallah, we'll commence this program with the recital of the Quran today. First, inshallah, we'll call on Ismail and Basar to render a qiraat. And then request the brothers to come forward and you go to work for inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون
يسبح له ما
In which apologies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and in Allah is encouraging us to build up a relationship with Him. We hear the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever in the morning and evening recites, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim, three times. And then he reads his last few verses of, from Wallahu alladhi to the ending, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint 70,000 angels who will make dua for that person for the whole day. So every day a person can get the dua of the angels, 70,000 angels. In the evening also, he recites the dua, and then 70,000 angels will make dua for him. And if he passes away on that day or that night, he will pass away as a shaheed. So this is a very, very great virtuous way, and that Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it every single day. One Buzruf used to say that I don't start my breakfast in the morning without appointing 70,000 angels to make dua for me. So every morning we should make it our habit, Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, next we will be having in Mizam, my brother Ijaz.
Abu Bakr, Abu
مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی یہ قندیل ہے یہ قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء کی مدینے کی دیوار ادھر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی دیوار ادھر دیکھتے عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیوار ادھر دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر فلک وہ سزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر فلک وہ سزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرمائے سنور ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے پروان شمع انور نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ
جزاکم اللہ خیر اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ کی بس اچھولا وقت مدینہ منورہ ان کی بس اور توفیق نظر کی ان کی بو او گئے ہوگا حضرت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So before the main program starts, I've been requested just to mention slightly, so that tomorrow we'll be having our Islahi Jalsa, the Nurul Islam, from Asr Salah to Isha Salah. And this whole program, Shahid Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahab wa Barakatuh, is for Islam, for Reformation. So very briefly, what is Islam, what is Reformation? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within every person a heart. And the heart is the main part of the body, spiritually also and physically also. Physically, if a person's heart is not functioning, he will die, will have heart attacks, problems. Spiritually also, if a person's heart is not functioning, he will have many, many problems in his life. For example, a person, he is not able to control his gaze. He's walking in the street, women are walking, he can't control his gaze. He can't control his sexual passions. All the time he's on the cell phone, watching pornography. So he's got a sickness in the heart. The main thing is the problem with the heart. A person has got anger, too much of anger within him. He cannot control himself. He's beating up his wife, he's beating his children out of control. He's got a rage within himself, he's swearing people. So these are all sicknesses of the heart. A person has got pride within himself. Me, I'm a great person, I'm somebody big in society. I've got so much of knowledge, I've got so much of fame, so much of name. So I'm a very, very great person. So he's got this feeling within himself. If somebody tells him, corrects him, he gets very, very angry. Who are you to tell me? It's pride within himself. A person has got jealousy within himself. I cannot see another person in life progressing. What? That person there, why is he progressing? and you are sitting and you are burning within yourself, you got no peace of mind. So all these are sicknesses of the heart. And a person, just like how he is worried about his physical heart, to a greater extent we have to worry about our spiritual heart. Your physical heart, at the time of death, it will come to an end. You won't have any problems after that. But the spiritual heart, if it is not corrected, then a person will have problems in this world already. He'll never have a peaceful life, a happy life. In the grave he will go, he will have a lot of problems. And on the day of Qiyamah, great, great problems he will have. Because his heart was filthy and dirty. So the object of this Islam reformation is that now this is a spiritual, you can say, a mobile hospital. And the khanka is actually a hospital. The object of the khanka and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to purify the heart of all of these sicknesses, the spiritual maladies, and to take them out. And when this filth and dirt comes out from the heart, then there's only enough place now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter the heart. And then a person gets direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the moment we are performing our salah is lifeless. There's no enjoyment in the salah. We're just reading it, it's a duty, a responsibility. But there's no feeling in the salah. The person is making tilawat of Quran, he's making qurbani. There's no reality of those ibadah, these actions. He's just doing it. He's living with his wife. There's no enjoyment in his marriage also. He's just doing it. So all of this to create reality, this is what Islam is. Two main things. Purifying the heart and bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart. This is what Islam is. This is what the effort of the khanka is, of reformation is, and why we are having this Islam jalsa. So inshallah tomorrow, from Asr Salah until Isha Salah, we'll be having the program in Ulul Islam. Muhammad requests for all the brothers to participate. And also together with that, our ladies, there will be a program tomorrow morning from 10:15 to 11:15 at the girls' Darul Ulum in Zakaria Park. And in the afternoon, inshallah, there will be three places of program taking place, from 3 to 4. One will be at 14 Dagenham Street, in extension 8. And then in Masjid al-Saliheen also, there will be one program taking place there. So the ladies of that area, it's easier for them to go there. And at the Radu Park, by Maulana Qazi Madrasa, inshallah, there will be a program taking place there. So our lady folks also, wish to encourage them to go for that program. Inshallah, next now, to explain to us in greater detail, we'll be calling Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, Lumbada wa Barakatuh. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, as many of us may be knowing, he wasn't too well today. He never slept properly last night, and because of that, he's feeling very upset. So he was unable to make it, unfortunately. We humbly request all the brothers to make dua for Hazrat. Inshallah, that tomorrow he'll be well and hail and healthy, inshallah. And he will join us and he will avail himself for the program. So I'm going to request for all to make a special dua for our Hazrat. And inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, who is a Khalifa, senior Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Allahumma Barakatuh, will be addressing us. And inshallah, the same words of wisdom which Hazrat Maulana addresses to us and gives to us, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana will be giving us the same advices what he has learned from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Allahumma Barakatuh. Hazrat Maulana, alhamdulillah, has been making a lot of suffer journeys. He's just come back from Canada last night with great mujahada. He's coming here after a journey for 3 or 4 weeks. He's been traveling the latter part of Canada. Mashallah, many, many people have taken benefit. They took bread to Hazrat Maulana also. They changed their lives. So he just came back last night and again he came for a program today. It's great sacrifice. Normally, you know, jet lag and what the person goes through, what sacrifice he has made. So inshallah, if he's sat here, remember, guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah uses the people who are in front of us to give us the guidance. And it depends how much we have got in our desire, how much desire we have got. Whoever is sitting in front of us, inshallah, we will get the full benefit. Let us give us all tawfiq. So we humbly request Hazrat Maulana, inshallah, to come forward.
Firstly, respected elders and friends, what Hazrat Maulana Musa Sahib has just said now, this is his good akhlaq, his good character, his good thought and the du'as he's made for this useless servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality, Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great sheikh, has mentioned, hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna ke kaise rahe. In this world, people can put lot of titles and lot of praises, and the reality we'll see in the qabr. And this is what is Islam all about, to learn from our mashayikh, that we shouldn't blow our heads for small, small praises. If Allah doesn't accept it, then we're not even worth filth and dirt. And I'm not even worth to be the most useless servant of our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali. It's the favors and the kindness of the friends of Allah, they allow you to sit in their company. And because their hearts are so big, they got Allah in their hearts, they want to give us the greatest gift, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua, Allah open my heart, all our hearts, that we can all get this great gift and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah illadhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa akmala lana dinana wa tamma alayna ni'amahu wa radiya lana islam dina. فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل: ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نفسا الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, honorable ulama ikiram, firstly, as a practice of our very honorable, illustrious ustad, my Shaykh Azmullah Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madhazul Ali, Arif Billah, the Hakim ul Ummat of this time, Hazrat gives a brief translation of the beautiful poem that was recited. And this is not just ordinary poetry. This shows that the love and the connection the Ahlullah had with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, impossible to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very briefly, inshallah, I'll try and just briefly translate this beautiful poem. And as our honorable illustrious Shaykh Azmullah Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madhazul Ali Damat Barakatum always explains, that we can just give a brief explanation, and that is Hazrat, what is his maqam, useless person like myself, but the reality that was in the heart or the love of the Ahlullah, that we can't explain. That as a person gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Ahlullah, you get the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment of life is something else. And very appropriately presented and chosen this poem, Diyari Madina sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the time when Hajis are going, people are going for Hajj, and together with Hajj, we are very fortunate. You make Ziyarat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is actually not part of Hajj, but is a sign of Iman, that you desire now, you're so close. And although people that are close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they might be very far away, but the love they got for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are much more closer than those people that are just few meters away and making and reciting salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you are very close, so you desire even more that I must meet my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the ships dock at Jeddah, when the planes are landing at Jeddah, and now the planes are just coming in one after the other, all the lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as so beautifully Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Shaykh explains,
that when the moon of Eid is sighted, the first of Shawwal, then people like myself, we think, hey, Ramadan Sharif, I kept a lot of rosas. I was very hungry. Now it's Eid. I'm going to enjoy biryani. I'm going to enjoy all the delicacies, all the barfi, mitai. We forget in Ramadan Sharif, we're supposed to be fasting, but we were actually feasting. Our diet became double and triple. But in any case, we think now Eid is here, so we have to enjoy it and just feast. And so that is our weak understanding. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were spiritually feasting, and now they're looking for a greater feast spiritually. That now the moon of Eid has been sighted. Hazrat says, one great enjoyment you had the month of Ramadan, that was time to spiritually feast. On the dasturkhan, there was tilawat of Quran Sharif, there was zikrullah, then there was a special Allah Ta'ala gave us Tarawih Salah, then the upas were reciting Quran Kareem, then Tahajjud, then rozas during the day. What spiritual feast they enjoy, we can't understand. Like Hazrat Musa Sahib mentioned, when we bring life and then we'll realize what is the enjoyment of Ramadan Sharif, the enjoyment of tilawat, the enjoyment of zikr. Every dish has got a different enjoyment and taste. So Hazrat says, now that was the spiritual feast. Now don't think Ramadan Sharif is over, the deen has become lax, aliyaz billah, or it has become dumb. No, now a greater moment has come, mausam hajj. And at that time, the Ahlullah, they making dua, suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqo ka hujum hone wala hai. Agar ijazat ho to maybe usme shamil ho. So Allah, now we heard, you opened the door, you gave open dawah, al hajju ashurum ma'lumat, then now is the days of hajj. So everybody come to my house, those who have packed their bags, and those who have made Ramadan Sharif valuable, now they are looking to go for hajj. So even physically, if you are not going for hajj, but spiritually your heart should be connected to Kaaba Sharif, your heart should be connected to Medina Sharif. We should be reading the history of hajj, we should be reading Fazail al-Hajj in our homes, to our children, etc. Making dua for the hajis, etc. Those that are making ziyarah, and together in this way, we can also get the great benefit. We can also be part of the Hujjaj, inshallah. So this beautiful poem, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi-e-Zamana, Tabriz-e-Rumi-e-Waq, Tabriz-e-Zamana, Hazrat Allah Akbar. What a great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat has written many, many, many beautiful poems. One of the beautiful poems they have written is this poem, Diyar-e-Madina. I'm just desiring the sight of Medina Sharif. When can I get that occasion? So Hazrat says, Nazar doon ki hai Diyar-e-Madina. Hai dil aur jaan be-qarar-e-Madina. Let my gazes are not looking to anything. My gazes are just looking forward. When can I see Medina Sharif? When can I visit Medina Sharif? And my heart and my soul is restless now just to be in Medina Sharif. And why in Medina Sharif? To get the anwarat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, shaheedon ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. Then Hazrat immediately takes the lesson of Medina Sharif. He says, those people that connected their hearts to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the barakat of that sohbat and that connection, the flame of the love of Allah came in their hearts, that they were prepared to give their life for Allah. And now you see, when you come to Medina Sharif, you see the beautiful mountain of Uhud. You go and make ziyarat also. But think of the history of that occasion. The blood of those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, today Islam is flourishing throughout the world. And look at their loyalty, Allahu Akbar. And look at their bravery and their courage for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not any small thing today we got excuses. I can't keep a beer today. Or it's difficult to love in the modern age. All excuses. Sahaba radiallahu in those difficult times, they showed their bravery and their courage. Today we go to Uhud, sadly we're going with our cameras, all videoing that Uhud and Uhud. And sadly from there we're sending our pictures also. Let's see, I'm making ziyarat of Uhud. Now let us see the courage of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And take out all the lifestyle of the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And get the courage to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaheedon ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. That is the time when you go to Uhud. Now it's all like a just thing, trade also. People are selling their wares, etc. We forget we came to make ziyarat of the shuhada. Allah Akbar. Their blood, their sacrifice. Today we got Islam on a golden tray. Look at the picture that occasion. And what a battle it was. We should just picture it and imagine their lives they gave. Today, alhamdulillah, we got deen on a golden tray. وہ ہے سامنے سب گنبد کا منظر. اسی میں تو آرام ہے فرمائے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Then you come to Medina Sharif and you see the beautiful green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till that sight falls and the person who's got the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in ecstasy. He is now overtaken with joy that I've seen the beautiful dome of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the house of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas we know it's the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are alive in the qabr. And we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are so fortunate. 100% sure we can say with certainty where our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is presently. And when we come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there, he's alive. And when you see that manzar, you're just now waiting to come to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's company. And you know who is there. Nabi Hazrat, the greatest kings of kings, Sayyidul Kunain, Imamul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting now in Medina Sharif. And now picture the scene before that also. And even after that, you say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Farooq Azam, Uthman Ghani, Hazrat Haider Ali radiallahu anhu, Yaheed Tehye Parwana Isham Anwar. These were people who showed us how to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today a lot of people say, idol worship, you pick up your sheikh's shoes, and what is all this people go behind the sheikh? Allah, but if we only had a glimpse, an idea of these noble personalities, particularly the Khulafai Rashideen, how they made khidmat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who has got so much reward like the stars in the skies? Expected that my father Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala did so much khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she expected that answer that my father will, he will get this accolade. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, they say, now Umar radiallahu has got so much reward like the stars in the sky. So much stars we can't even imagine. Then she said, she felt in her heart, then she said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about my father Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? Siddiq Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one night of Hijrah, where Hazrat Nabi Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala made me his conveyance, that reward Hazrat Abu, all that sawab of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu won't equal that one night's sawab. And what was the shay'un wukira fi qalbi? Something that was burning in his heart. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to history also, he did not narrate so many ahadith. He did not have out of this so much knowledge, but he had the greatest love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where did he get this? What sohbat, what company of Nabi Kareem? What that sohbat, that love you will get, Allahu Akbar. Then now he became like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is saying, just picture that scene. On the one side, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, majlis. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is present. Hazrat Farooq Azam, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Haider. They were all like those moths when the light is bright. How the moths just want to give their life. They gave their lives. What a beautiful, bright sun. What is the sun of this world? The son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were just ready to give their lives for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yahi se to Islam phaila hai jahan mein, Medina ke shohara hai haq ke aasman mein. When they gave their lives for the company and for the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that flame of love of Allah penetrated their heart, and from there Islam spread throughout the world. They first made their hearts open, and they got the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They got the love of Allah. They filled their hearts. Now they could spread Islam throughout the world. And what firmness they showed when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the world. People didn't want to pay zakat, a great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farz of deen, and even at that time was a crucial moment. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just left the world. Even Sayyidina Abu Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh Hazrat Abu Bakr, I think we have to take it a bit easy at this moment. He said, I am Kusuddin wa Abu Bakr Hayyun radiallahu anhu. That deen, any shortcomings can come in deen. And Hazrat Abu Bakr is alive. It cannot happen. This is when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. No excuses. As our Honorable Zala Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says so beautifully, jis jahan mein bhi raho, jis fiza mein bhi raho, hamesha mera taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paband. Wherever I can be in the world, whichever environment, I can be flying in the air, big businessman. My wife is not with me, nobody. But all the time, oh Allah, my taqwa must be intact, that Allah is with me. Not I must not enjoy speaking to the air hostesses, sitting on the aisle and bumping them and getting some haram enjoyment. In fact, there's no enjoyment in there. So we fool, when you got taqwa, you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you are, you got connection with Allah, and you follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, that is how Islam spread throughout the world, with these beautiful, special lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nishani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hey, ye masjid Quba ki, hey, can leave a ziyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki, ziyah ki. That is says that the Masjid Quba we go and visit, and this is the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, particularly Yawm al-Sabt on the day of Saturday morning. Nabi Sawasam used to go sometimes walking, sometimes on conveyance. Nabi Sawasam used to go make his israq there, and our Honorable Iraqis Dada Shaykh Azachar, Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazil Ali explained that this time particularly when Hazrat went for Quba Sharif, then Allah put a very special thought in his heart that why Nabi Sawasam used to come here every week. That was the first masjid when Nabi saw something. That our roots, we shouldn't forget our initial stages. Today, Hazrat says, you become a big allama, big mufti, big sheikh, you forgot who taught you Alif Bata Sam. We don't even make dua for this. So without Islam, where are we going to think of them? We don't think of our parents, and we don't think of our grandparents and great-grandparents. Without them, how did we get our parents? So think of those ustads who taught you Alif Bata Sam, those teachers who taught you ABC. Make dua for such people. Then you can think, oh, Allah Ta'ala has brought me to this. So Nabi Kareem Sawasam personally demonstrated, and thus our eyes will open up with the prayer, with the company of the friends of Allah. Otherwise we think, oh, it's just, we just have to go to Quba Sharif. Everybody is going, and we just learn it's a sunnah. One, it is a sunnah. But one is when you got love of Allah, when you got love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it's a different feeling and occasion. When you come to Quba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. All the masjids in the world are saying, but that masjid where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak, Qadam has touched, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhu were there, what was the occasion? And that this is what Hazrat says. This was the first lantern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first lantern of Medina Sharif, where it was totally dark. People didn't know the reality of insaniyat. Forget, and this is Islam. Hazrat Mawlana, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, that if you come to my khanqah to become a big buzur, a big Shaykh, and you get lot of murids, and you're making big, big zikr, then you're going to the wrong, you came to the wrong place. If you came here to become insan, a human being, then you have come to the right place. And Alhamdulillah, in this zamana, a sheikh of our time, Hazrat teaches us basic, practical things, how to eat also, what type of food to eat. We think that is all part of deen, which today we are so negligent. So Hazrat teaches us here, that don't forget your roots, don't forget your ustaz. That was the lamp that started burning, the first lamp. And then how that light spread, Allahu Akbar. That nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a bright light. And then the beauty of Medina Sharif, we can't imagine what beauty and what. When that time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deen was spreading, what was the condition of Medina Sharif at that time? Medina ke diwar aur dar dekhte hai, ajab haal qalb aur jigar dekhte hai. So the friends of Allah, our Honorable Rasul Zahra Shaykh says, when we see just the walls of Medina Sharif, we see the alleys and the gullies of Medina Sharif. Today it's all buildings, big, big buildings. But the friends of Allah, they look, their vision is vast. And they can imagine those gullies and those places. That how Nabi Sawasam walked through, Sahaba had to walk through their gullies. So their hearts, the astonishing condition of their hearts now. Their levels are shattering. That how Nabi Sawasam made effort here. Mouth of old, how they climbed up there. How the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed on the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, Ya maskan hai shahi Medina, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka akhtar, falash bosa zan hai yaha ki zameen. Then Hazrat addresses himself and gives us all a lesson and says, when you go to Medina Sharif, then realize where you have come. You have come to the dwelling of the greatest personality, the kings of both the world, Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where is all the shopping centers going to attract us? Yes, you go for some necessities, but sadly, we're spending our time in the bazaars. We are spending our time in all the shopping and all the eating outs and all. Allahu Akbar. So we should come to senses that when we come to Medina Sharif and you in that environment, Nabi Sawasam Zuhud is penetrating at his fourth, for more greater than the Niagara Falls, the Victoria Falls, that gushing of the Noor of Nabi Sawasam. The Rahmat of Allah is descending. We should spend as much time in the Haram of Nabi Sawasam. Reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, if we don't appreciate, the skies are envying and kissing the earth when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. What does it mean? Even the Malaika, presently they focus on Medina Sharif. Because who's in Medina Sharif? Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we also, if we want this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we have to build this love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this regard, our Shaykh teaches us that before every majlis, before every bayan, firstly discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the way to get the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to get connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to get our value and our respect. Because without the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person outwardly might be having the best car in the world, might be living in the best area in the world, but if he doesn't have connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in reality, wallah, he's got no value. Our value, our respect, our honor is with how much connection we got with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is extremely important, and this is what is called Hakimul Ummat, the spiritual doctor of this time. That the spiritual doctor just checks our pulse. He doesn't even have to touch our pulse, but he can see the condition of the Ummat. That today the Ummat are so overtaken with the fashion and all other aspects, other ways of life, and we forgot the value of the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they make us alert and they inform us that, and that is why they start off that we should discuss and we should make muzakara one of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the greatness, the importance, the value of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can penetrate my heart, your heart, the heart of the entire ummah, and we can make niyat, Ya Allah, make us the means to spread this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and your love throughout the world. And with regard to the importance of sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the great value of sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as I've mentioned, our value is not according to our cars we drive, not according to the houses we're staying in, our bank balances, or our degrees, or what the businesses we got. No, our value, so beautifully in another poem, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hum. That my value is according to my nisbat and connection with Nabi Kareem. And this is what is called nisbat, but who you get connected, automatically people recognize you by that. And that is, so we should get connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this also we should understand, very important. Today Allah Ta'ala in this time and age, Alhamdulillah, Muslims throughout the world generally, they are quite affluent. Allah Ta'ala has given generally Muslims plenty of wealth. And some people go for Umrah 5-6 times a year. And some people are going every day, every year for Hajj. But this does not in necessary. This is not the criteria to judge our connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The criteria to actually judge our connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Al-Muhibbu li'an yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, you will be imitating that person. Even if you don't have wealth, Hajj is not furrowed upon you. You can't go for Umrah. But in your heart, you got the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sign of that, how much sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we got in our lives. I must check, we all must check in our homes, how much sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have we got in our lives. So if we want this nisbat and connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. With the connection of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bring the sunnah in our lives, then our value will increase all the time. The more sunnah you come and bring in your life, the more your value will increase. Sunnah, Hazrat says, is that alchemy, Allah Akbar. The modern world, fool people, and they say there's a thing like alchemy, a chemical. If you throw it on stone, it becomes into gold. But in reality, there's nothing like that. It's just a myth. Otherwise, they will be the richest people in the world. But they are the most poor people as far as their heart condition is. But a real alchemy is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallah, when you bring one sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that heart that has become dark will start becoming full of light. And sunnah won't only bring another, it will bring the whole of deen in your life. And that is the object and purpose of our life. The deen comes into our life. And reality comes into our life. And we get the real enjoyment. And we look forward to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, if you don't have this connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in reality then we got no value, we're fooling ourselves. I'm driving the latest model BMW or the latest Mercedes, or I'm staying in this area, so what? If you got sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you're staying in that area, it's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't have all haram in your home, the big, big screens, etc., and watching all movies and watching, and we say, Mawlana, just for sports, Mawlana, just for news. Who said that is permissible in any case? But sadly, we have to get our reality. And if we want this great love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala got it from the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat Umar radiallahu mentioned very, very clearly, today the hearts are burning. What is happening in Bayt al-Muqaddas? What is happening in Palestine? We can walk and we can talk till the cows come home. That will not change the condition. The thing that will change the condition, take the lesson from Hazrat Umar radiallahu. Hazrat says, just picture the majlis. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr was there. Hazrat Umar, see what they took from the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Umar is now, when he went to conquer Bayt al-Muqaddas, long prose, we're not going into the details of that old kisah. Just very briefly, the main important point Hazrat mentioned, when they were almost reaching there, and it was time for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to be holding the reins of the camel. The Muslims didn't even have so much material resources that each person could have his own conveyance. They had to share the conveyance. Even Amir al-Mu'mineen made a condition. I will sit on the camel for a while, and my assistant, he will pull the reins. When he is tired, he will sit and I'll pull the reins. Now they are entering, about to enter Bayt al-Muqaddas, and Hazrat Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, is his time to hold the reins, and time of his assistant to be sitting on top. So they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, we want to have mashura. He said, okay, let's sit down. What's the mashura we want to make? They said, first thing, Amir al-Mu'mineen, long journey and dusty desert of Arabia, etc. And that time, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, according to a narration, he had patched for kurta also on, and clothes were also dusty. So they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, firstly change your clothes. You're the Amir al-Mu'mineen. And we're going for this great expedition, conquering Bayt al-Muqaddas, Jerusalem. So they're going to hand over the keys. They should see who's Amir al-Mu'mineen. And secondly, it's now your turn to hold the reins. His turn to sit on top. So we request, he'll be just too happy, your assistant, to give his turn over and let you sit on the camel and he'll hold the reins. So we suggest that you should be sitting on top. At that time, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went into so-called a rage. His face became red, red. And then he gave this great beautiful example which we learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bin Islam. فَمَحْمَا نَتَّبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ. He says, people, let us look at our history. We were the most degraded nation on the face of the earth. Today we conquering countries. That time the Roman and Persians didn't want to rule over us. They said, أَنْتُمْ عَبِيدُ عَبِيدُنَا. You the slaves of our slaves. When we lose our deen, we'll go to slavehood. We'll become nothing, the scum of the earth. When we get our deen and we hold our firmly on the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, when we inna kunna azalna qawm, fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. This honor, this respect we got today is not because of our clothes. We have now wearing nice clothes. And sadly today, all the fashionable clothing, etc. Good people still don't even know the night sign is the sign of a Greek goddess, a female Greek goddess of victory. And good people, unconsciously, is like a person wearing a cross and they say, I didn't know this is a sign of Christianity. So that is also a sign of haram, of idol worship, and we come with it in the masjid. So when we don't know these things and we wear it with honor, I got this type of clothing. So he said, it's not your clothing that gave you honor. It's not your conveyances. Allah Ta'ala gave us honor when we entered into Islam and we held onto the Daaman. We held closely onto Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَمَحْمَا نَتَّبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. He says, remember this advice, my friend, and this advice is for me, you, for all till the day of Qiyamah. That if we want honor, respect in any time, any generation, any part of the world, if we want honor, respect, as long as we hold steadfast onto the lifestyle of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are firm on our deen, Allah will give us honor, respect. If we look for honor and respect in any other lifestyle, we lose that honor and respect and we'll be disgraced again. Today we see what is the condition of the woman. Our heart bleeds, but sadly, even in the refuge, our Shaykh mentions, look at the refugee camps also. You feel sad, these people have left their homes, etc. But they are big TV screens, still watching TV in the refugee camps. Not realizing, if we want the rahmat of Allah, we want the mercy of Allah, وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That obey the commands of Allah, not according to our intelligence, our understanding, and not according to internet, according to how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. The Islam that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented to Sahaba, and it came down the chain. Today we have our pious ulama-i rabbaniyin. We have to get that way of life, and then we'll see Allah's rahmat will come down. Allah's mercy will come down. So as our Shaykh says so beautifully, that today everybody thinks it's a technological age. We are progressing. And we in technology, we got this iPhone and that pad and this pad. And we think we are progressing. Hazrat says we have forgot the reality of ourselves. If we want to really progress, we have to go 1400 years back onto the sunnah lifestyle of the Rasul. That is progress. Otherwise today we are going all backwards in life. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize the importance of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the great value of sunnahs of Nabi. This is the life why of the ummah. If the ummah wants to become alive again, the first step is we have to step into the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then on our own, Allah Ta'ala will give us honor, respect, dignity. For example, today one important sunnah, and every sunnah is so important. But take for example the sunnah of making miswak. The sunnah of making miswak, such a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that in the salat of istiwak, afzalu min sab'ina salatin bidun istiwak. That one salah you made wuzu and you used your miswak, automatically just that one simple action you did because it's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the value of your namaz has become 70 times more. Allahu Akbar. So understand it very simply, that if two brothers came together from the house to the masjid, or three brothers in the same car, everything they came, they all had to make wuzu, all sat next together in the, together one another, or in the wuzu khana, or in the same wuzu khana, one brother made miswak, the other two unmindfully, negligent, didn't make miswak. So that brother that came in the masjid who made miswak, and the others, they all made 4 rakat sunnah. All Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. But the brother who made miswak, now his 4 rakat sunnah is times 70. Outwardly they look the same, but look at the value. One sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you got sunnah, that will give you value. The beautiful example our Shaykh gives so beautifully. He says in the early days, when people used to buy rice, etc., that time it never used to be clean. That time there were not machines like today, the rice comes clean, everything, all the different things that we need, all comes clean. In those days, they had to buy the rice bag, and in that rice, you used to get small, small stones, small, small twigs, and people knew that. And they used to pay the price of that stones and twigs. They used to pay the price of rice for that stones and twigs. And because they knew, we have to buy the rice, those stones and twigs are in the company of the rice. So they used to buy, pay the price of the rice for the stones and twigs. Then when they used to bring it home, the woman folk used to clean it and sift it out and then take out those stones and take out those twigs. And now they used to throw it in the street, throw it in the dustbin. Now it lost its value. So as long as those stones and twigs remained in the company of the rice, they had the price of rice. When they were taken out, they lost their value. Hazrat says that we, as long as we are connected to the deen of Allah, we've got namaz in our life, zikr, tilawat, we've got the sunnah of Nabi Kareem saw some connection, we are not even worth stones and twigs. We are absolutely useless myself. Where can we get the connection of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But when you attach yourself to sunnah, Allah gives you the value of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat says that nobody took us, sucked us out and took us. Unfortunately, we taking ourselves out. We are moving ourselves away from sunnah lifestyle and expect our value to increase. So as long as you remain connected to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then see, now the value of miswak will be important. Everybody today say, Mauli Sahab, make dua, our children become hafiz, their minds are weak, they can't learn. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make miswak, your minds will become sharp. Make miswak, your bones will become strong. Make miswak, your eyes will become strong. Allahu Akbar. In miswak, our Shaykh explains, two special chemicals that Allah Ta'ala has put in that miswak, three, phosphate and phosphorus, which is extremely beneficial for the brain, extremely beneficial for the bones. Now, recently, the scientists are working on every sunnah and making research, and they're discovering just briefly, we should not worry what scientists prove. It is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved. He did this action. Why should well, I know the value? I don't know. This is also another sickness in the ummah, that what is the hikmat, what is the wisdom? Where can we understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So beautifully, Imam Ibn Ghani Puri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that somebody came in Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Then one lady asked her, oh, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, women folk, when they get their monthlies, their periods, then they can't keep roza in those days, 8-10 days, sometimes they lose out, they have to make qaza. But that same period, they can't perform namaz also. But Sharia has not made namaz compulsory. They don't have to make qaza of namaz. So she said, how come this woman asked, how come, what's the difference? She said, beautifully, Hazrat Aisha answered, Ha kaza amarani Rasulullah. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave me the honor command. Where is the intelligence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets his intelligence directly from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is the height of intelligence. But when we want to know the wisdom, and we want, that is the height of stupidity. And we think we're progressing today. That I am making research. No, the best research is, I have seen my elders, my mashayikh, they did this. I will follow, wholeheartedly I will follow. And Allah, like Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi mentioned so beautifully, that what a great buzurg of the time. What a great personality. What a whole pillar of knowledge. Not a pillar, a whole building of knowledge. But he used to say, "Uhibbu salihina wa lastu salaha." That I just love the pious servants of Allah. And I can't be amongst them. Allah, great personalities, and this is the sign of piety. The more you recognize Allah, the more you realize how useless you are. And this is what is this Islam all about. Myself, first of all, make dua for me and all of us. That Allah gives us the fikr of Islam. Then the effort towards Islam. And whoever is on the path of Islam, and we pass through Islam, is still more. There's no end of Islam. And you pass through in this way because you have the fikr and you are making effort, Allah will count you as your will purify your heart. You will, then your Islam will be regarded as made already. So this is, he used to say, oh Allah, I love the pious servants, I can't be amongst them. But I have hope, you are so kind. Like Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion inquired from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the day of Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Hazrat Anas, more important than that is, worry, what did you prepare for that? What did you prepare for the day of Qiyamah? When is Qiyamah? That will come. You worry of your preparation. That is our work. Today, ulta ganga chal raha. What is Allah's work? We want to worry. And what is our work? We are not concerned. And then you want to say there's depression, there's this problem, that friend, one tawiz. The tawiz is this. Hazrat says that because it's so easy, we don't want to take it. No, if some doctor give you some sophisticated medicine, or some malana give you a tawiz, and you say just put in that box so much, and you think, nah, I got a special tawiz. The real tawiz Allah has made as easy as possible, and which is needed for the whole ummah. So this is the tawiz Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and worry what you have prepared for this. So he said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm an ordinary person, what could I prepare? The only thing I prepared is the love of Allah and the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-marhu ma'an habba. That who you love, you'll be with those people on the day of Qiyamah. If we love the Ahlullah, and what is the sign of love? To say I love the Ahlullah, I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I love Allah Ta'ala, that is easy. But we should be checking ourselves. That am I eager to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do I love the gatherings of the pious servants of Allah? Is my heart inclined and am I got fikr of my Islam, my spiritual condition? So Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and understanding. There's another great benefit I mentioned with regard to miswa. Allah Akbar, Allama Shami Rahmatullahi, a great mufti of his time, he mentions, Inna sunnata siwak tu zakkaru kalimat al-shahada inda al-mawt. That when you make miswak regularly, with the niyyah, that is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then this burden of this miswak, of the sunnah, it will remind you to read kalima shahadat when you pass away. Not even normal kalima shahadat, testifying that I bear testimony in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So imagine one sunnah, and if we bring alive sunnah, how valuable it is. And this is what is called Islam. That when we learn, now we try and put it into our lives. Hazrat says very beautifully, to talk is very easy, to listen is much more easier. But reality is to bring it in our lives, to practice. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding that we read about the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem. There's a beautiful kitab of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hamara Pyari Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ki Pyari Sunnati. The beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Get that kitab, read one sunnah every day. Today no ta'aleem in our homes because the big box is in the house. Now no time for tali, no time for tilawat. The easiest way to remove that, don't go home and fight with the family like a big buzzard, that now you must take out this big box, you brought it in, but now use some hikmah. Start with talim. Then make talim, fazail amal, read one hadith, read about the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Occasion of hajj, now read about fazail hajj, etc. Read about qurbani, etc. Then automatically this love will start coming. And people, just by that, have taken out the filthy, dirty boxes from their homes. Allah give me and all of us so we can understand. Then again, Allahu Akbar. Now is the mausam of Hajj. This is the time to think of the history of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly will just explain. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. Just think that time when we said Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, go and raise the walls of Kaaba Sharif now. Go and rebuild Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's home. And briefly, just to understand, Kaaba Sharif was there before that. Then how, what happened to the walls of Kaaba Sharif? When people didn't, or forgot about the commands of Allah, Allah shows us Allah is not in need of the buildings. The building, the walls of the masjid, that's not so important. More important is the laws of the that has to be performed in the masjids, etc. And like beautifully, ulama have mentioned that the beauty of the masjid is not the chandeliers and all the beautiful architecture in the masjid. The beauty of the masjid is the musallis of the masjid. And those musallis that come early in the first serve, all are making tilawat. What beautiful scene that is. So that is the beauty of today. We are overtaken with outward beauty. That is a sign of kuffar. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَ لِلْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِلُونَ. They know the outward beauty of this world. Just see one building, one hotel. Oh, how beautiful. And the reality of it, we forget. Just remove one tile and you say, look how ugly this building is. So the reality is more deeper than that. Not today, sadly, lavish building masjids. But where are they? Ulama has said so beautifully, jab iman pakki thi, to imarate kachi thi. Jab imarate pakki ban gaye, iman kachi ho gaye. That when our iman was strong, then our buildings were very simple. Look at the history of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No problem to make it more solid, etc. according to the time. But more important, work on our iman also. When the iman becomes weak, then more we worried of the decorations. We not worried of the inside condition. So Allah Ta'ala says that before, when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was there, 950 years, da'wah, calling, connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, handful accepted. And they didn't take heed. His own son, who stays in their home, and like ulama have explained, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also explained, that generally, people who don't benefit from the friends of Allah Ta'ala, from the Anbiya, then the Sahaba, Sulahat, the Sadiqin, Siddiqin, the Salihin, generally their own family, their own children, their sons, and then the people that stay close in their own localities, they generally don't benefit because they take it for granted. Garki murgi dal barabar. So people like that don't, like look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. His own son, when the floods came, he says, come and sit in the shop. Now there's no, Allah Ta'ala is not going to save anybody. He said, when you disobey Allah, then shaitan puts big logical thoughts in your mind, which is all you. It's not logic in any case. And you think you're very intelligent. So he said, I'll take refuge behind the mountains. He said, today there's no refuge, right? This is Allah's hukam, Allah's command. Where the mountains are, while he was still giving his own son encouragement, the son's heart became dark. And he didn't accept the teachings of his beloved father, who was the Nabi of Allah. And the floods came and wiped him out. And then Allah Ta'ala showed, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam still, Allah, but parents have feeling for their children. And the more closer you are to Allah, the more feeling you have for your family. Today people are fooled with outward love. And they think love is you can buy your wife, you can buy your children. If she wants a dress which is a grain shariyat, you think if you buy her that, you'll buy her love. No. Buy her Allah Akbar. Give her the love of Allah. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that buy her a better dress which is according to Sharia more expensive and explain her that this dress you look beautiful because Allah will love you and I will also love you more. So she'll see you're not stingy that you don't want to spend on that but you want her to get the love of Allah. So anyway, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Ya Allah. You said that my family will say my son got drowned. Allah Ta'ala immediately, Allah Akbar. And Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrabin. The very, very close personalities of Allah, the Muqarrabin. What the Abrar, the pious people, their good deeds, are regarded as, so to say, the mistakes of the Abrar, the Muqarribin, the very close servants of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, when he so to say tells the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam something, we shouldn't take it as a reprimand and all that. We should realize the closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you tell your son, maybe in a rough voice also, you tell him, it seems like you've been harsh with him, but that's your closeness with him. You can talk to him as you want, because you know you he's part of you. So Allah Ta'ala showed, he said, oh no, inna laysa min ahli, inna amalun ghayru salih. فَلَا تَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْسَ لَكَبِيْرٍ إِنِّي عَيْزُكَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That Onu Al Islam is not part of your family, which shows that your spiritual connection is even greater than your physical connection. When you spiritually connect to the Ahlullah, and this is what you call, when you get connected to the friends of Allah, you become like a one spiritual family. And that connection holds the greatest weight in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, don't ask me what you don't know, otherwise you will be regarded among those people who don't know. Then immediately, there is no excuses. Yeah, I made tawbah, ya Allah, please forgive me. And if you don't forgive me, then I'll be in total loss. So after that, anyway, Kaaba Sharif, the walls were also in that flood, the walls were also destroyed. Ibrahim a.s.'s time, Allah Ta'ala said, now raise the walls again. Then Ibrahim a.s.'s showed us, he obeyed Allah Ta'ala's command with such eagerness, because he loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was Khalilullah, Allah Akbar. On one occasion, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Allah Ta'ala, why is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam given the title Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, you go test it yourself. You go test him, why is given this title Khalilullah? So what test Allah Ta'ala is saying to do? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a shepherd, and many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and this brings humbleness in a person. You work with meek, humble animals, it brings humbleness within you. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had bellies of sheep, goats, cattle, big bellies. So he was the shepherd. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down from the Asman testing him. That why is he called Khalilullah? He came down from very high. He made the zikr of Allah. Allah! And we can imagine that the zikr of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. When he took one time the name of Allah, and the friend of Allah heard Allah, his friend's name, Allah Rabbul Izzat, he went mad. He's looking, who's this? Who took the name of my Allah? Who's so kind who took the name of my friend? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down in the form of a human being. He said, I took the name of you. He said, so beautiful, you took me in an ecstasy, please take it one more time. He says, no, it's not cheap, it's not free of charge, what are you going to pay me? He says, all this sheep, this whole belly, you take it, but please, one more time, take the name of Allah. We can't allow, but we're selling our deen for salah. We're selling for just to listen to the name of Allah. Forget zikr himself, our shaykh says today, our spiritual condition is so bad and we're not concerned about Islam. We don't make zikr ourselves, and if somebody else is making little zikr in the masjid, little loud, some halka, our stomach's pain. Like we got the allergy. Normally you take a tablet, the allergy affects you. But this allergy is so bad, somebody else is doing your stomach is pain. Which shows that the sign of the lack of the love of Allah Ta'ala. For this we need spiritual treatment. And so fortunate, we're supposed to be going to the Mashayikh. They are worried of our Islam. And they have these programs. Hazrat Allah, although he is not present, he might be not too well, but his focus is tawajjuh. And this is what is called electric current, spiritual current that is flowing. And so Allah put in my heart and all our hearts. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, it's not free of charge. So he said, take this whole belly of sheep and please take the name of my Allah one more time. Again he said, Allah and Allah Akbar. And as a person makes zikr, how beautiful it goes. The strength goes also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was overtaken even more. He said, now, please, one more time, take the name of my Allah again. He said, again, what you going to pay me? He said, now all those goats, that whole belly, you take it. Again, he took the name of Allah, and he's just going mad in a trance, just over enjoying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, we don't get the enjoyment of the name of Allah. Why? Spiritually, we are sick, and we don't have this nisbat and connection with Allah. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that, for example, if somebody's daughter's name is Fatima, or your sister's name is Fatima, your mother's name is Fatima, then you just spoil that name. You don't care how to pronounce it. And we Gujaratis with all the different lugat, all the different dialogues, how we spoil the name, Patri, Patu and all. So the way we spoil that name, because it's just my mother, it's just my sister. But Hazrat says that let that boy who is 19, 20 years, 21, 22, he's going to get, he just proposed to Fatima. And now he just sent in a proposal and he got a message. No, they accepted. Now he's, the Fatima sounds different. Now he goes to Qadi Sahib, Mauli Sahib, please teach me the tajweed. How must I pronounce it? I can't say Fatli and Fatli. I have to say the Ta' properly, Fatima. And then Allahu Akbar. He is now laying on his bed. Fatima is either she is sleeping, she doesn't know anything. Like this Ishq-e Majazi, illicit love affairs. You're the dream world, she's sleeping, and she's not even worried about you. Your idol is sleeping and you like a mad man just going on. So he is a person, just proposed. He only proposed her, he never even met Fatima. He still doesn't even know, he didn't even look at her properly. He proposed, but now he's taking, laying on his bed, and he's what tarannum, what tajweed, Fatima, Fatima. He is in a trance and Fatima is sleeping. Hazrat says that one man for one Fatima who just gets overtaken when he's proposed to Fatima. Imagine the creator of million, million beautiful Fatimas. When you get just one connection with Allah, then see when you go on your way to make zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah. Then you can't sit in front of the internet and fall off to sleep there. You can't sit in front of your TV and fall off to sleep. You go on your way, you say, Allah, who gave me this beautiful day? Who gave me this? Who's going to give me the sleep of Allah? And then you get sleep before you know. You don't know whether your head touched the pillow first or you fell off to sleep first. Otherwise today people are taking sleeping tablets, whatever. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully that na deko kisi ki wife, fir lena padega volume 5. That don't look at somebody else's wife and go and this thing, fantasize. And aliyazu billah, sadly, you got a beautiful hood Allah gave you. In the name of Allah she became halal to you. And the most beautiful doll, each one's wife is the most beautiful doll Allah gave you. But we don't control our gazes right next to your halal wife. You fantasizing about somebody else and you engage in zina. How sad, how silly. So this is the Islam, let's get this love of Allah. Hazrat says you just start getting this connection with Allah. And great, great people, Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi Rahmatullah Ali, a great mufassir of his time. And he had a lot of students. And one of his friends, and this is friendship. One of his friends also a very pious alim, he knew that Hazrat is a diamond. But he has to be polished and then see what a diamond he'll become. So he said, Hazrat, come to the majlis of Hazrat Akhimul Ummat Mawlana Shabali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat said, where I got time? I have to teach Bukhari Sharif, I have to teach Tafsir. And then also, Hazrat made a statement in jest that tum chuhe ki tarah is budde ke samne baithe hain. You are like small mice sitting in front of that old man. We got work to do, so to say. But he encouraged his friend. He said, no, just come. If you enjoy the majlis, good. You don't enjoy, then you can leave the majlis. He said when he came in the majlis and he sat for one bayan of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat. The first bayan he said, Malum nahi kis andaaz se bayan. Aaj aise lagta hai Quran abhi nazil hua. He said, I don't know which way Hazrat made bayan. And that was bayan of the heart. And he said, I'm making tafsir for how many years? It seems that the ayats are just coming down now. And how Hazrat has explained. Then he got shocked on his own. He said, to stay in the khanka for that night. But he said, Hazrat, I'll stay in the khanka, but me, I don't have time for tahajjud, because I make my mutala starting at night, etc. So I don't make tahajjud. I got no time for zikr. So Hazrat said, no problem. Tahajjud is not for us also. So you don't have to make tahajjud. Don't worry about the zikr. You want to stay here, Mubarak, stay here. He slept at night, and when the friends got up for tahajjud namaz and started making zikr, he says, I couldn't fall off to sleep. I started turning and tossing. So I thought, let me also get up. Why don't I enjoy this Mubarak time? And he says, when I made wuzu and I started reading my two rakats tahajjud, then I realized the special moments of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let Allah Akbar. He says that, raat aani hai subah ke intizar mein. Let Allah ta'ala special moments to meet Allah is in this early part of the morning. So whole day I'm waiting, when is tahajjud coming? When is tahajjud coming? Although to meet Allah anytime. You got any problem, you're driving, anything, a problem struck your mind, just turn to Allah. You don't need the musalla, you don't need the masjid, make your contact. In your mind, start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explained so beautifully, when you phone Allah ta'ala, it means you make your heart contact, you make dua, you won't get the message. For English, place 1. For Afrikaans, place 2. For Zulu, place 3. And then when you get connected, they won't tell you your numbers, the 52 in the queue. And it will take you so many minutes, etc. And then when you get connected and you want to speak to the supervisor, they won't tell you the supervisor in the meeting. The moment you get connection with Allah, any language, any time, Allah Ta'ala will say, my banda, I'm hazir, what you want? Allah Akbar. So he says, I realize that the special time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the early part of the morning. Subah, he is saying, Tizar-e-Shami. Then he says, when I heard the friends making zikr of Allah, and started making zikr also, Allah, 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 Allah. Then he says, Naam lete hi nasha sa jaga. Zikr mein taasir e door jaami. When I just took the name of Allah, then I realized what is intoxication. Real intoxication is the intoxication of the wine of the love of Allah. Today, sadly, we're getting intoxicated with our haram TVs, with our drugs, with all gambling, etc. And we mustn't say it's youngsters. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, Tum bachpan ho gayi, abhi bachpana nahi gayi. You're 55, 60. You say you got a TV for your children want to watch, they want to watch the sports, but you want to know the sports. You want to watch. So we still, old people, we still worried about the sports. No, when we get our connection with the friends of Allah, then we'll see to leave all these things, you think, I can't leave these things. And then see the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, respected elders and friends, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going into ecstasy. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, requested again, another time take the name of my beloved. Jibreel alayhi salam says, what now? He gave away all his cattle, the whole belly. After giving away all his animals, so much wealth, just to listen to the name of Allah. Then he said, now, please take the name of my beloved Allah one more time. I'm so overtaken with joy. He said, now what you will pay me? He said, you've taken all the animals, you need a shepherd, somebody to look after. I'm prepared, you take me, I will work for you like a shepherd. Then he said, I came to test you, now I know why you Khalifullah. Why you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to hear Allah's name, then the reality of Qurbani will understand. Not just send our funds away, but reality. When this love comes, and you got the love of Allah, the month of Ramadan, you packed your bags with taqwa, with the love of Allah. You're waiting, the season of Hajj is open. People are waiting for Hajj. You can't go, but your heart is connected. And now, the occasion, the special climax of the whole thing, you want to give your life for Allah. Like the shuhada of Ahad, they gave their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, Jaan di to di hui usi kaati. If you give your life for Allah, so you won't boast, I gave my life. You say, Allah gave me life, so Allah took my life, what a great deal. Allah gave me tawfiq, that ability to give my life for Allah. If it's accepted to Allah, then it's a great thing. If it's not accepted, what's the good of it? So just now when it's time for Qurbani, it's supposed to be only the time of, only the occasion of Hajj. People that are going for Hajj, they're only supposed to be allowed to make the special ibadah of Qurbani. But Allah made it open for the whole world. The poor, the rich, everybody should be involved. And what Allah wants to see, not how much meat is distributed, not how much the blood is flowing. The climax is, has my banda got my love in his heart? Is he prepared to sacrifice his love? Today let us see, we just come out of the masjid, one gaze we can't sacrifice. One woman walking past and he's staring. And some of us know them, become muftis, we know the masala, that the first gaze is jais. And we stay full, we look properly. That is not the first gaze, that is more than the first gaze. First gaze means by mistake. And it happens today, we live in that world, wherever you go, there's only so your gaze is going to fall. But what does it mean, that first gaze? You mistake your gaze first, immediately you drop it. And you made a stafar on top of it. That is the first gaze. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba walls. He built the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala was so happy. Allah said, make dua. And from this we learn, you do any good deeds, Allah accept that dua. Like Ma Musa have explained also, after Asr, if you control your one gaze for the pleasure of Allah, nobody knows, you alone, but Allah is watching me. So you don't look at a woman that's not permissible to look haram. At that moment, Allah accepts your dua. That time you say, for Ya Allah, for your pleasure I'm controlling my gazes. Whatever du'as you make, the Ahlullah have given testimony and they have experiences. At that time du'as are accepted readily. And then what about the hur that Allah Ta'ala is going to give you? The hurul in. So anyway, after the Kaaba Sharif was built, Allah said, make du'a. What du'a you want? The first du'a he made. And what lessons we can imagine. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Oh Allah, you gave me this great task, building your house. And Ibrahim Ali, with his heart and soul, he did it. And he even put his family in. He took his young son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not say, my boy is still small. What he knows, he brought his son also. You mix the daga, you make the mortar. I'll put up the bricks, etc. So you become pious also. Allah says, You also nek banna farz hai, apne aap ko nek samajhna haram hai. Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Shafi Islami has mentioned, for every person to become nek, so just islah is farz. That to become pious, you have to make your islah. You have to purify your heart. Then Allah will come in the heart. And as Allah comes in the heart and you becoming pious, you will realize, I am absolutely useless. So you won't think good of yourself. Because to think good of yourself, that is takabbur, it's pride. And that is haram. It's a very dangerous. So Ibrahim a.s. himself had the love of Allah. He put this love in his wife. He put this love in his child, Ismail a.s. They built Kaaba Sharif, he made dua of Allah. I tried my best, but oh Allah, I couldn't do the action you wanted me to do. And he said, takabbur, from the word, from the state of ba'ud, that I just pretended, oh Allah. So you have to accept this pretentious action of mine. So Allah Ta'ala accepted Kaaba Sharif. Now as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, then Allah Ta'ala says, ask Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, make dua to Allah. The Kaaba Sharif is built, but now the work must take place. To put up masjid is easy, to put up madrasas is easy. The work has to take place, not just the building. So the work, for that work you need the man of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, first of all, look at the next dua he says, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَهُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَهُ. That, oh Allah, make me a Muslim. Who could be a better Muslim than Ibrahim a.s.? Through the barakat of Ibrahim a.s. dua, we got the title Muslims. Yeah? So he said, make me a Muslim. What does it mean? Don't be satisfied with our Islam and our Iman. We have to renew it all the time. Nabi s.a.w. said, جَدِّدُ إِمَانَكُمْ. Renew your Iman all the time. Renew our passports. We renew our ID cards. Everything, for that we are conscious. But our Iman is not renewing, and Iman is being snatched by our enemies, nafs and shaitan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how you renew your Iman? بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Learn to make the zikr of Allah. And when you learn from the mashayikh, the Ahlullah, how to make zikr of Allah, you make your zikr daily, then see, you will be conscious, oh Allah, I'm still far from Islam. I'm forget Islam, I'm still far from insaniyat. Make me a human being. Make me a Muslim, make me a mu'min, then make me a wali, oh Allah. So then we'll be making dua for the right things. So he said, oh Allah, make me a Muslim, wa min zurriyatina. Make my whole family also proper Muslims. And make us all, when your household will become Muslims, the whole environment will become Muslims, the whole world will become Muslims. Today, like Hazrat explained, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Islam Usmani, Damul Barakatum explained so beautifully, that particularly in Pakistan and all over the world, everybody is crying, Islam zindabad, Islam has come alive, there's my Islamic rule, etc. He says, everybody is screaming. By just screaming, by having military force, by having governments, Islam won't come alive. It's not so easy, it's difficult. They will try to suppress you more. He says, every person is a government of his own. You are a whole country of your own. And you want, you the state president of your country without elections. And nobody will throw you off. In other words, he says, your whole body is like one whole country. Your brains are one province. Your heart is another province. Your eye is another province. Your ear is another province. Is each person just makes his own effort to bring Islam in our eyes, try to control our gazes, bring Islam in our ears, every person will become a Muslim. Then you just Islam, you spread it in your home, that household will become Muslim. That society, and Ibrahim al-Islam said, Ummatan Muslimat Allah. And where we learn this? Wa'adina wa'nasikana. Oh Allah, you teach us your laws, your commands, how to perform Hajj now, how to respect Kaaba Sharif, how to respect our masajid, etc. Oh Allah, you taught us. So Allah's knowledge came from Allah. Then Ibrahim a.s. taught his followers. So this is the trend. Allah has made the system that Nabi s.a.w. was given knowledge directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He taught the Sahaba. They taught the Tabi'in. The Tabi'in taught the Tabi Tabi'in. And this chain will carry on when you learn in front of the friends of Allah. The Ahlullah, Ulama'i Rabbaniyin. Then you'll get knowledge coming down. Today people on the internet think they'll get knowledge. Where on Google, Mr. Google or Mufti Google, you'll get your fatwa. One is you'll get your fatwa that suits you. But if you got taqwa, the love of Allah, you'll see whether Allah loves me by doing this action. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. Mm-hmm. The next ayat I'll just translate very quickly. And this is what I want to explain briefly. Ibrahim a.s. now said the third dua. And what a dua he made. رَبَّنَا وَبَسْفِيمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah, Kaaba Sharif is built. Now we need an Imam. An Imam to do the work of Kaaba Sharif. To do your work. And what is that work? Oh Allah, send a Rasul from amongst them. From amongst their own people. the Quraysh, you send a Rasul. And what dua he made for Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even presented the syllabus, so to say, that the first thing this Nabi will do, yatlu alayhim ayat. That people's hearts have become dark with idol worship. And in the Kaaba Sharif, your house, they put 360 idols. Their hearts are dark, so people, and I'll enlighten their heart. The first thing that will enlighten our hearts is the words of Allah. The nur of tilawat of Quran Sharif. But today, sadly, our Shaykh explains that in Ramzan Sharif also, we don't complete our khatam of tilawat, our Quran Sharif. Homes, we should see. Today was Jummah. Did I make tilawat of Quran Sharif? One is reading Surah Yasin, Surah Kaf, both are wazaif, Mubarak. But tilawat is, you start from Surah Fatiha, you read 3-4 pages, a quarter, whatever you're managing, every day put your marker and carry on, till you make your khatam and start again. Then see how much nur will come in the heart. When the nur comes in the heart, now you'll be eager, I must learn what Quran Sharif is telling me all about. I must learn the knowledge of deen. Now, so Hazrat explained, the first thing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, yatlu alayhim ayati. He will teach people how to recite your words over Allah Ta'ala. That he is referring to Mawlana Abdul Ghani Kulkuri rahmatullah, has mentioned, the great Khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Kami, that just so to say refers to the Makatib. The Maktab system which showed this was Qari Nabuwat, this was the work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many people out of ignorance say that Yahi Ek Kami, this is the only work of deen. We shouldn't say this is the only work of deen. There are a lot of works of deen and all the works should be done and we should add dusre ke rafiq bano, shafariq mat bano. We should help one another. If we can't do that work, make dua for that person. But never ever condemn any work of deen. Every work of deen is important. Makatib is important. The work of darulooms are important. The khankas are important. The jamaat is so important. Social welfare work is so important. All these works, if we help one another and we encourage one another, then deen will flourish. Otherwise, if we think only I'm doing work of deen, we are very short-sighted. And where can we do work of deen? Actually, it is Allah Ta'ala. Whoever Allah Ta'ala chooses, agar tu chahi hame hai karam aapka, varnam chahane ki to kaabil hi nahi. Our Dada Shaykh used to say this beautifully, that if Allah Ta'ala chooses you even to come and perform namaz, it's Allah's kindness. We are not worthy. Allah chooses you for any the work of deen, it's only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that the first important duty, the makatib, that is that we should see, all our children should know how to recite Quran Sharif, what tajweed. And we ourselves, we got old, we forgot our tajweed, forgot to recite, don't be shy, go to one alim, one qari, tell him, give me 15 minutes every day. In 2-3 months, your tilawat will come right, very soon. Like a person who knew how to swim, he never swam for many days and many years maybe. Now he gets frightened. Just push him and let somebody just guide him, he'll get his swimming lessons back. So Quran Sharif also, just go for some lessons. Take out time, you'll see how you start reading again. Then you'll enjoy Allah. But one person we met on the Safar, that one of our friends, he says, our father used to make us read to Quran Sharif when I was in matric. And that time, alhamdulillah, the environment of the house was tilawat. I used to enjoy making tilawat. And we used to make our khatams regularly. After that 30 years, I never really touched Quran Sharif. Now you came again, you enlightened our heart. Now I'm going to start reading. And you started reading, you said, I got mazah of 30 years ago. That what is tilawat of Quran? So this is what the Ahlullah. They just give us that spark. And they'll enlighten our hearts. And see, now you'll enjoy. Now no more time for comics and all, internet and all. Now you'll get enjoyment in tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then he said, وَيُعَلِّمُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Imam Abdul Ghani Kulkuri Rahmatullah says, this refers to further knowledge. Today we all want to go tertiary education and go to universities. He says, learn what is Quran Sharif all about. Learn our deen today. Today we think we are big pious people, but we still don't know our istinja masalas. So to learn knowledge of deen, and every person can't become hafiz and alim, but every person can become a pious person. Learn the basic aspects of deen, our mu'amalat, mu'asharat, how to do our dealings, our social living, all this is part of Islam. Our adab, etiquettes, the etiquettes we have to learn according to the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our ibadat we have to correct, our namazas we are just performing from the time we became matured, how many namazas we must, our qaza we have to be making, all these things you start putting into action, Allah Ta'ala will help us. Himmati marza madad-e khuda. Then he said, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Allah accept the dua, but Allah put the tarteeb different. Allah says that he said first in out of Quran, then darulums, then tazkiyah, tasawuf, and what today we call the khanqah. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today many people say, what is this new thing, khanka? It's no new, this is asal. This is the actual thing. Without the purification of the heart, we won't enjoy our kitab. We won't enjoy our any aspect of our deen. So Allah Ta'ala says, yes, we'll accept your dua. But when the Nabi comes, the first word will be tilawat, the nur will start coming. That person on his own will realize that I have to recognize my Allah. Who gave me this beautiful life? Who gave me this beautiful deen? Now I have to recognize my Allah. To recognize Allah, you need a cause of marifat. You need your islah, your tazkiyah to take place. So Allah said, وَيُزَكِّهِمْ, He will make that tazkiyah. And when Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that sohbat and that flame of the love of Allah and that flame of Iman that was in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it penetrated their hearts. In that split moment, their hearts were opened, and one Sahabi who sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a split moment with Iman, and he happened to pass away without any amal, the greatest awliya of the time to come cannot equal the rank of the lowest Sahabi. This is sohbat. This is the barakat of sohbat. And sohbat, not for name sake that I'm the murid of this sheikh, I'm the khalifa of this, no, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah must come in my heart. Allah must be happy with me. And Allah must be pleased with me. Just think today, myself, all of us, how many of us did we think that what I'm doing this moment is Allah happy with me? So this consciousness, Allah must be happy with me all the time. So this is what is called Islam. This is what is called the khankar, the tasawuf effort, which is a very important effort. And when you do this effort, you start making your Islam, whatever field of deen you are in, then see the difference in your maktab teaching also. The difference in your teaching in the room, the difference in your ghash, the difference in your bayan. Not that you become, you go to khankar, now you just become a Sufi, you forget the world. No. Now reality will come in. When you go home also, the family will be happy with you. Oh, my husband has come. Cheerfully you'll be smiling. Not like a big Sufi, you walk in the house, tasbih also. Red eyes. No, I'm a very big Sufi. No time to sit with the children and talk. That is not Sufism. Sufism is you got the love of Allah. You walk home, you make salam cheerfully. You make the salam, and you greet the family, and she replies, Allah's rahmat descends. So this will open the doors to the mercy of Allah. This will open the doors to an enjoyable life. And this will open the doors to the real life of Akhirat, which will be only enjoyable. But just Alhamdulillah, these programs are taking place for myself, my Islam, all our Islam. And Allah give us tawfiq to have the speaker concern and how Islam of the whole world can take place. And see how Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will descend. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wan, Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم احنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ به نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.